B-Pod Studios.
Sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now.
Hey,
number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. That's the sound off line. If you got something to say, you hit us up on that line. Leave a message. We review the messages, and we put together a collage that may have you involved.
You've got to be kidding me. That New England just got handed another Super Bowl. The Eagles would have had a better chance against New England.
Maybe. Probably.
I tuned in to watch the Super Bowl last night, and a soccer game broke out. What a disgrace.
Oh, Dave wasn't happy.
Yeah, well.
Dave not happy.
All I'm saying is my team, Manchester City, on Sunday early in the day scored three goals. And then the Rams come in the Super Bowl and he scored 3 points. It was kind of soccerish out there for them.
Yeah, it was.
I won't blame the Rams defense because they played well. But I'll tell you this, if it was the Saints or the Eagles in that Super Bowl, we would have kicked the Patriots all over that field. That's how bad they stink. That team, yeah, it may be a dynasty, but this team is on their last leg. I don't know how the hell they won these games, but for some reason the hoodie pulled it out.
God, this bitterness sounds so bad. It really does. It just sounds bad. You're bitter that New England won. New England won because they're used to winning, because they put together a plan that wins. You want to be jealous of that? Hey, instead of being jealous of that, demand it from your squad.
If you're a Falcons fan, I'm just curious to know, what makes you more sick? Seeing your team choke against the Patriots 2 years ago, or seeing Tom Brady win his sixth ring in your house? I mean, seriously, it's got to suck to be a Falcons fan right now.
Yeah, well, the Falcons have no room to even... They have squandered so many chances. That team will never win.
You remember when it was Rams Chiefs, but like 100 points was scored in that game. And like, you'd rather see, you know, low scoring defensive affair where teams are just battling it out. For last night, do I really want to see that again in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I like to see that in kind of cold weather. I like to see it in a Super Bowl where everything's supposed to be fanfare and up and down. Yeah, it was boring.
This time last year, everybody was rushing out to get their Eagles championship shirts. You know why Patriot fans don't buy those shirts? Closet space.
That's clever.
I mean, he's feeling good about himself living here as a Patriots fan. I got to check his credentials. Is he from Boston? Is he from New Hampshire? Is he from Rhode Island? Yeah. If he's from here, he's a fraud, and he shouldn't have those in his closet.
Yeah, true.
I was rooting for the Rams last night, but I'm actually glad they lost. Take some pressure off Carson Wentz. Jared Goff had gone in and won that game. All we'd be hearing about was like he was the better pick. But he looked like a deer in the headlights, and now it's Wentz's turn.
Well, yeah, but see, this is the thing I have to ask. Who cares if people would think that? Wouldn't that give Wentz an extra incentive? Why would that make him crumble? It would pump me up. All right, the dude who was picked ahead of me has already won a Super Bowl, so now I got to, you know, not only do I have to do better than what Nick Foles did here, I got to beat the other dude. I'm ready for the challenge.
These halftime shows are ridiculous. Nothing but boy bands, disposable popsters, yo boys, and other stuff. I think it's time we bring back the frisbee catching dogs from the 70s.
I've seen the frisbee catching dog much anymore.
No, is that
used to do in the NBA a lot.
Yeah, they don't do it as much as they used to. You know why though? On ESPN and stuff, they do different competitions. Mm-hmm. Like now they have them do the long jump.
Yeah.
Like they throw the frisbee, but they see how far the guy and they jump into a pool and they do so we've advanced past the frisbee. You gotta set some more apparatuses
you
got up.
Obstacles and stuff.
Yeah.
Anybody see the puppy bowl?
I did.
Oh, did you check in the puppy bowl?
I did.
How'd the puppy bowl look?
Puppy bowl was cute.
Was it?
Yeah.
Who was the cutest pup?
I like the little golden retriever puppies.
Those little golden retrievers?
Yeah. They win every year, though.
I know they do.
Yeah, they're like the cutest of the little adults.
Yeah, they're so cute. Like, puppies are just so cute.
Any Shiba puppies in there?
No, I don't think there was.
I don't think they play well with other dogs.
I don't think they do.
No Craigslist chihuahuas either.
I mean, you know, my dog plays all right daycare, so I don't understand. Maybe they get a bad rap. They're afraid of them.
We have an opportunity to do is end the running back conversation forever. You get rid of Josh Adams. Get rid of Wendell Smallwood. Danelle Pumphrey. Darren Sproles retires. You simply have Corey Clement as a third down back, and then you bring in somebody like Philip Lindsay from the Denver Broncos. John Elway is fiending for a quarterback. He will easily give up a pick and Philip Lindsay for Nick Foles.
Well, they've got to upgrade the position. I don't know if Corey Clement gets that prominent a role as the third down guy. He'd be my third back on my depth chart. But they need two better backs than Corey Clement.
He put pressure on Brady, and he seems like a average quarterback. Is it really rocket science? Does he throw the ball further than 12 yards? What's exciting about the guy?
Seriously, brother, you really picked up the phone to make a call like that. Against the blitz, the guy only completes 73% of his passes. So that's why people don't want to get heat on. They're afraid to scare to death of him. Come on, brother. Come on, wait. What's wrong with people?
Why is Tony Romo explaining the mental capacity of a quarterback in the playoffs?
Oh, that was a shot at Tony Romo because he never got there. And what would he know about it? He does a pretty good job of analyzing. He has surged to the top of probably best analyst that we've had in the game of football since John Madden, I guess.
I've seen every Super Bowl since the first one. That might have been the worst Super Bowl of all time. Quite frankly, the Patriots play in an era when it's not even really football. It's basically flag football for the most of the quarterbacks.
But jealousy sounds so bad on you, bro. Honest God, I'm trying to help you out here. It makes us sound like the old Philadelphia fan. You know? Not the progressive Philadelphia fan. It's already won. It's already won. Appreciate another team that they can accomplish what they accomplish.
It's a day after that fraud Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl. Wait a minute. Yesterday, he's going all out of his way to hug and kiss and have a love fest with Edelman. But yet, last year, you wouldn't need to stay on the field to shake Nick Foles' hand. You're a creep.
Listen, man, pick your own battles. I got nothing left to say. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today on Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like
water
because I don't like
then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.